This Monday, November 22nd, 2021, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. And as we see things getting stranger, you know, I just wonder what scenario, you know, tell me what scenario, tell me how this ends well. In what scenario does this end well? I have an answer to that. And so some context, you know, there's the Rittenhouse discussion, as we heard there coming from John Moore's broadcast. And I agree with the sentiments that we heard expressed there at the end of the broadcast. It's difficult to argue that the real criminals are usually those, you know, We should play pirates and emperors, perhaps, because that is the scenario that happens on various levels. And the real criminals usually create a facade and then hide behind it. Example, James sends me this morning, this broadcast from the 12th. You can find it on Rumble, November 12, 2021. America's Most Wanted. Is there more to the story with John Walsh? And interview with Megan Walsh and Mike Pack. And when I saw that and took a glance at it, my reply was, I always suspected. And I never really looked into the John Walsh story, but, you know, that's kind of it's the MO. It's, you know, the way this always works. I'm not a duck. I'm an anti-duck. 30 ducks around here, we'll blast them. And, so, you know, it's kind of a, I don't know, one of the earmarks of corruption, I think, you know, this is just my own conjecture, my own sort of anecdotal observation, but most people, you know, one of the problems that we have is, or that we face is, there was a guy a while back, he was actually president, and he said, he mentioned, he used this turn of phrase, eternal vigilance, by the people is the price of liberty. He said, you must remember, my fellow citizens, that eternal vigilance by the people is the price of liberty, and that you must pay the price if you wish to secure the blessing. And I would say the most pivotal word in that turn of phrase is you. You and I. And for various reasons, some of them scientifically engineered, others, you know, and those scientifically engineered to sort of exploit human nature, so to speak. And then apathy, indolence, laziness, those kinds of things. For a variety of reasons, we have sort of abdicated our responsibility to ourselves and to one another. And in the vacuum that is created there, bad actors, as some people would like to say, I don't think anyone should be called an actor, because that caricaturizes and creates a theater sort of perception, theatrical perception of things and people. Whether we realize it consciously or not is another issue. But I think that is sort of dismissive, you know, in creating a cartoonish sort of perception of things, calling people actors, bad actors. Well, then I guess they don't, if they're bad actors, I guess they don't get they will not receive their Oscar award this year for this performance. That's what happens. But nefarious interests are all too ready to step in the vacuum and create these kinds of organizations that are ostensibly created for good purposes, you know, to prevent child abduction, to defend the homeland, you know, it's the Department of Defense and so on and so on. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. And so, you know, it is incumbent upon each one of us to do whatever it is that we feel led to do in opposition to these kinds of things. Evil, pure evil is what it comes down to. I wrote a post over the weekend about this kind of stuff. I called it COVID-19 Full Circle. And it's really more than COVID-19. It's everything that we're seeing on the landscape. There are all of these institutions. There's all of this, you know, it's just a giant money laundering scheme, you know, a network, an archipelago of money laundering that is led by an archipelago of basically a Ponzi scheme. And all of these evil little nefarious interests are advanced all around us. That's pretty interesting. So it's not just COVID, but I wrote this article, this post, mainly concerning COVID, in an article that a friend sent me over the weekend, a Gateway Pundit article by Jim Hoft's brother, Joe Hoft. Huge CDC, the title of the article is Huge CDC and Big Pharma Data Confirmed That More Children Will Die from COVID Vaccine Than from the COVID Virus. And so from the end of the article reads, Toby Rogers sums it up as follows. So to put it simply, the Biden administration plan would kill 5,248 children via Pfizer mRNA shots in order to save 45 children from dying of coronavirus. For every one child saved by the shot, another 117 would be killed by the shot. The Pfizer mRNA shot fails any honest risk-benefit analysis. The Pfizer mRNA shot fails any honest risk-benefit analysis. in children ages 5 to 11. I would say in any age group personally. But again, that's just my, it's more of an anecdotal observation. So again, as you heard coming out of the John Moore broadcast, who are the real criminals? Who's paid? Who pays the fines? I mean, before the COVID nonsense really kicked into high gear, we talked about all of the billions and billions of dollars that all of these companies have been forced to pay, you know, in a variety of things. You know, people will say, well, what about, I mean, there are alternatives to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, for example. Sure, what about Johnson & Johnson? You know, they, the company Johnson & Johnson, has paid out billions of dollars previously, not just for drugs, but obviously, you know, the baby powder scandal is something that's been a company that can't even make baby powder that's not carcinogenic. You would trust that company? And wasn't Johnson & Johnson involved in Event 201? Didn't they participate? And didn't Chief Scientific Officer Paul Stoffels tell us immediately? Do you remember January of last year? I think it was January 27th. I found it very curious when Paul Stoffels was on a few networks saying, yeah, no, I think we can make a vaccine for this thing. And at that point, I believe it was still, you know, we still had only one, we had patient zero in the Washington state area, and there were no cases, and there were still, I think, fewer than 1,000 cases worldwide at that point. Does that not sound suspicious? Does that not sound like something fishy was going on, some kind of colluding and conspiring beforehand? Oh, you're just, it's amazing. Last week I went through some of the fun things that were happening. James Corbett did a good job of that a while back. You know, all of the things that usually happen. I mean, there were the scenario planning events, the dress rehearsals, if you will, places, everyone, and things like Crimson Contagion and Event 201, of course, and the money laundering. And if you go watch, I mean, we played clips from the Milken Institute Health Summit, the 2019 Health Summit that had Rick Bright participated, Anthony Fauci, of course, and a few other folks. But if you listen to it now, after what's happened over the last 20 months, you listen to the kind of things that they were saying, you know, Fauci saying, flu, yeah, we have a perception problem. People aren't afraid of the flu. We got to find a way to, you know, find something that people are really, when you talk about AIDS, people are really, you know, they're afraid of that. They're not afraid of the flu like they should be. So we got to find something to scare people with. And so, I mean, if you listen to it now in hindsight, you kind of listen with a different ear and say, boy, that's strange. Why are they saying those things? So all of these things stack up. The insider trading, of course, you know, with folks leaving, what did they know before COVID was a thing? Yeah, hundreds of CEOs jumping ship. Few people talked about that, did some good videos. What's her name? Amazing Grace, or excuse me, Really Grace, Really Graceful on YouTube. She did a good video on that. And, of course, the folks that benefit, you know. Interesting to watch Oxford say, we're going to release our formula to the public. It's going to be, oh, no, Bill Gates says we shouldn't do that. Okay, we're not going to do that. It's all about money. Okay, we're. And, again, you know, in 2019 at Davos, speaking to Squawk Box's Becky Quick, Bill Gates said the same thing. Vaccines have been obscenely profitable over the last 10 years. The decade of vaccines generated a windfall of economic benefit. And they created all these little institutions. People don't realize that, you know, it because of cognitive dissonance, mainly, I suppose, it escapes their notice that it's bizarre to think that someone who is ruthless, shrewd, and cunning, according to his own, you know, lifelong business partner, Paul Allen in this case, that person would somehow turn into, you know, that wolf would turn into a sheep and just a benevolent, philanthropic, sort of, you know, Mother Teresa figure after 5 p.m., you know, when he walks away from the boardroom, suddenly he's just an angel. It's astonishing. Guy who met with Jeffrey Epstein, flew on Epstein's plane. Why would you fly on Epstein's plane? You have your own plane. Why didn't you guess? You flew on Epstein's plane. Why would you do that? Because he had some money? Like Jimmy Dore said, come on. I like the way that Jimmy Dore says it. He's from, you know, he's a Chicago guy, and so it just sounds, come on. Seriously. This guy's going to connect you with money? Doesn't that sound backwards? Who's the money guy? I thought that Forbes and Fortune and everybody tell us that Bill Gates is the money guy, not Jeffrey Epstein. So what's going on there? And that was after Epstein was convicted. And then, of course, to me, you know, the thing that is the, I don't understand, when that conversation comes up, why does no one mention Rick Allen Jones? That's funny. The mainstream media is obviously silent on that. You know, even Cairo 7 was shocked. Rick Allen Jones got a slap on the wrist and basically, like, nothing? 90 days? Bill Gates' houseboy? And then, what's his name? Epstein's executor says, I'm out. Who was Bill Gates' chief scientific officer for a time? Just strange connections everywhere. But it's all a coincidence. Man arrested at Bill Gates' estate for reportedly trading child porn. Gates' employee sentenced for child pornography collection. Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Thousands of child rape photos traded out of Bill Gates' mansion. TechWrite's story. I guess everybody forgot about that. And, you know, how could Bill Gates know? I guess that's why he wants ID4D and ID2020 and all these kinds of platforms to, you know, prevent those kinds of things. Because he's a philanthropist. It's crazy. So as long as we engage in that kind of cognitive dissonance, we will still have these problems. And evil is, it's astonishing, you know. Some strange things happening. And what, you know, again, what, in what scenario does all of this end well? We're being cooked in a pressure cooker. We're supposed to get upset about it. Talk more when we come back. Stick around. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back. All right, so what's going on? You know, folks in position of power, hubris is emboldened, like I said, when the people really, you know, especially in places where we're told that, you know, we have these individual rights and so forth. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is considered one of the most erudite, you know, intellectually superior folks on the planet. So something happened earlier this month during a press conference. This is what happened. Go ahead, please.
And what I'd say is that we're all actually completely on the same page when it comes to driving vaccinations and making sure that we're doing everything that we can to reach people that we need to. This is an issue of... This is an issue... Sir, I'm going to ask... I'm going to answer the questions of the accredited media. Also in the UK, sir, I will shut down the press conference if you do not cease. Sorry, to our accredited members of the gallery here, We might move to an inside venue. Unfortunately, we've got someone who's disrupting your press conference today, so
okay,
we might reconvene.
So who decides on the press accreditation? You know, who decides? Somebody shows up, concerned citizens, and journalists, you know, from alternative media outlets. That was actually The Guardian's video, and there was one from the New Zealand Herald. I want to play a little bit of that. Same incident. If we can play a little bit of that, do we have that one ready?
Here I've seen multiple individuals vaccinated. This is about making sure that people are able to be out, get the information they need, and if they have questions, that they feel safe to come and ask them and have them answered by a professional.
Well, I'm a professional. Can I ask you what the infection fatality rate for COVID is? Name. What is the woman who's there? What's her name? What is her name? Can you name the woman who's died from the COVID vaccine?
More cases popping up in Northland, it's taking
a step closer. Then we'll go straight in and test those worksite colleagues without necessarily having to advertise that more broadly. So in this case,
we won't continue, but. So, you know, as long as you're following the establishment narrative, then you're good. But if you don't follow the establishment narrative, well, then, sir, you must obey my authority. I will not have you disobey my authority. Is this an isolated incident, though? There was a New Zealand Herald interview with Jacinda Ardern. Derek Chang interviewed her, and the one of the excerpts was astonishing. And folks picked up on this. Listen to the beginning of this interview. So she's asked a question when we're talking about the. Basically, the vaccine registry, you know, passport, that kind of conversation. Derek Chang is trying to gently say, I mean, it sounds like you're trying to create a caste system where, you know, it's haves and have-nots based on this, you know, vaccine passport, vaccine registry system. And he's trying to be gentle about it. Listen to what she says in response. Go ahead, please.
You basically said this is going to be like, well, it's almost like you probably don't see it like this. The two different classes of people, if you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated.
That is what it is. So, yep. Yep.
Can you describe that you were previously hoping not to be able to, not to have to do that, I guess, when we still looked like we could maintain elimination across the whole country? I guess that has now changed because.
I think it was less because necessarily of the elimination determining that and more because we, of course.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So, yeah, I mean, right out of the gates, you know, sounds like you're creating, you know, two different classes of people. You're vaccinated, you know, you have all these rights, but if you're unvaccinated, that's exactly what it is. Two-tiered system. But that only happens in New Zealand, right? That only happens in other places. That doesn't happen in America. We're not trying to oppress people here in America, right? Well, we played a clip. I'll play it again. Played it last week. Doesn't happen here, right? I mean, some of the governors are notorious for this kind of stuff, but why is this happening? I want to talk about that a little bit today. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise, to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Speaking of, you know, chronicling the Abelia and Stockholm Syndrome in America, but it's not Stockholm Syndrome, right? It's not accurate, because Stockholm Syndrome connotes a fondness, some kind of, you know, a liking for the hostage on the part of the kidnapper, and that's not what we have going on. So Stockholm Syndrome is paradoxical because the sympathetic sentiments that captives feel toward their captors are the opposite of the fear and disdain which an onlooker might feel toward the captors. So and speaking of Bill Gates, everybody's talking about the Mint Press research. Jimmy Dore did a video, actually, I think, yesterday with Max Blumenthal over at the Gray State. Bill Gates caught buying positive news coverage. You know, could that be in part why the mainstream press is so heavily invested in a narrative, pun entirely intended. And that refers to, they talked about the Alan McLeod article over at the Gray Zone. Documents show Bill Gates has given $319 million to media outlets to promote his global agenda. I would say, you know, propping up legacy media. And, of course, that points to the Mint Press News article. But, you know, we have to start looking at things differently. And so they dug through about 30,000 grants and found, you know, awards directly to media outlets like NPR, $24.5 million, The Guardian, almost $13 million. And, you know, worldwide, Der Spiegel, $5.5 million, NBC Universal, $4.3 million, and on and on, CNN, $3.6 million, BBC, $3.6 million. So, that's interesting. What is the Gates Foundation getting for, and how is this even possible? You know, don't you wonder? But again, speaking of that guy who said what he said about eternal vigilance, that guy had a lot of interesting things to say. In that farewell address in 1837, he also said, unless you become more watchful in your states and check this spirit of monopoly and thirst for exclusive privileges, you will in the end find that the most important powers of government, you know, there was a set of amendments generally categorized as the Bill of Rights, which is a problematic issue because we were supposed to not think that those are the only ones or the document grants these rights or whatever. But, you know, in other words, including but not limited to, and the document does not issue them. It enumerates them. It grant the, you know, the foundational document grants powers to government. Those not expressly granted are prohibited. And then you have these amendments that enumerate rights to the people, but they're not constitutional rights. They're God-given, inalienable rights enumerated in the Bill of Rights. And so in that document, there was, you know, there's that First Amendment that speaks to freedom of the press. Seems like an important power if it was included in the First Amendment. Kind of an important issue. So this guy who was president and lived around that time, he said, unless you become more watchful in your states and check this spirit of monopoly and thirst for exclusive privileges, you will in the end find that the most important powers of government have been given or bartered away. Given or bartered away, and the control over your dearest interests has passed into the hands of these corporations. That's interesting. Sounds familiar. If I didn't know better, I would say that sounds very similar to what is happening in America today. So, or throughout the world, actually. All right. Yeah. But, you know, back to my point from the previous segment, this only happens in other places. This can't happen here, right? Like Sinclair Lewis reminded us. We played this clip, Karen Jean-Pierre. Principal deputy press secretary in someone's absence. Someone got COVID. Something happened. She got COVID. She was masterful at lying while she was during her tenure at the State Department. as press secretary, and now she is masterful as the White House press secretary, but she got COVID, even though, you know, getting vaccinated prevents spread and, you know, oh, it doesn't. Oh, in fact, you might have more of a viral load. You might be a super spreader if you get vaccinated. According to studies like, what was it, the study in Vietnam. So anyway, deputy press secretary, it doesn't just happen in New Zealand. Two-tiered system, Jacinda Ardern, you know. Nope, that's exactly, that's what we want to do. What is it about here in America, though? What is, it's all about health. It's all about safety, right? Isn't that what it's all about? Do we have that clip ready? We play that by chance.
Success in getting Americans vaccinated and getting economic support to the middle class. We've created nearly 5 million jobs. Unemployment is below 5%.
And we returned. I don't know where that is, but that's not where we want it. Can we go to 3933? 11-4-21 press briefing by Principal Deputy Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre. So 3933 is where she says. She's asked a question. I forget which reporter asked her the question, but she asked the question, you know, how many times can a business violate this order, this mandate? And listen to her answer. Go ahead, please.
How many violations can a business kind of, you know, how many times can they violate this rule in order for them to actually be fined? And then secondly, has the White House been reaching out as well, I don't know, in the past couple days, today, to governors as well, either encouraging them to implement their own mandates or on implementation of this mandate? And then just one on immigration after that.
Gotcha. So the goal here is compliance. And the administration and OSHA are going to do everything we can to maximize compliance. So that's going to be our focus. The vast majority of employers, as they do every day.
And she says, I guess we can let it continue for a second there. Go ahead if you can.
Or on implementation of this mandate, and then just one on immigration after that.
Gotcha. So the goal here is compliance, and the administration and OSHA are going to do everything we can to maximize compliance. So that's going to be our focus. The vast majority of employers, as they do every day with other workplace safety requirements, will voluntarily comply without ever being inspected. However, if needed, OSHA can assess fines of $13,600 per violation. OSHA can fine an additional $13,600 per day that an employer does not abate the violation, and for willful or serious violation, OSHA can fine employers $136,000. So that's how the penalty is going to work here. And as you can imagine, we have our Office of Intergovernmental Affairs.
All right. So we went through the subject of coercive persuasion a couple of weeks ago, which is the preferred term of certain folks to brainwashing. We should call it coercive persuasion. Let's call it brainwashing. So, you know, books have been written on this stuff. E.H. Schein's Coercive Persuasion, a socio-psychological analysis of brainwashing of American civilian prisoners by the Chinese communists. That was published in 1971. Edgar H. Schein and, others. We explored this a little bit. And a couple of weeks ago. So we use terms of art, though, and voluntary compliance is the term of art here. It's brainwashing. Voluntary compliance is essentially, you might say in a certain context, synonymous with coercive persuasion. You know, it's smart power being exercised. We're gonna give you the good reason and tell you why you should do this. And if that's not enough, well, then there's a gun just over my shoulder here pointed at you. And if you don't like the good reason and you're not willing to voluntarily comply, you know, air quotes, then we can force you, you know. So most businesses will most workplaces will voluntarily comply like they do with everything else without ever being inspected. However, if needed, OSHA can assess fines. There's been pushback since then, obviously, but so it's not just heavy-handedness in New Zealand and other places. It's also here, obviously. But how does this happen? And I would say, as important as that, at this point, based on the dynamics that we have, where does this go? It goes somewhere very dark, you know. Here's a piece. The Life and Works of Raphael Lemkin, Political History of Genocide in Theory and Law. Lemkin was the guy who coined credited with coining the term genocide. That was a piece by Douglas Irving, Irvin Erickson, back in 2014, which is interesting. In fact, just briefly, from the abstract, quickly, Raphael Lemkin coined the word genocide and led a movement in the United Nations to outlaw the crime in the 1940s. During the 1920s and 30s, Lemkin worked to establish an international criminal court at the League of Nations. Someone like Eustace Mullins might say Lemkin was a stooge. Anyway, so same thing, going back to the beginning of the broadcast. You know, you have nefarious interests and their attachés doing things like this. Nonetheless, some of the crimes that are committed along the way are real. So speaking of that, fast forwarding in Douglas Irvin Erickson's piece, The Life and Works of Raphael Lemkin, A Political History of Genocide in Theory and Law, page 101, in 1928, Stalin introduced his five-year plan to industrialize the USSR and surpass the major European powers in the U.S. in industrial capacity. Of course, he was having help from the same international industrialists who were building America, and you know, political figures like Alger Hiss, for example, and that's well-documented in history. Anthony Sutton is perhaps the leading authority on the 20th century, especially the early 20th century industrialization of the Stalin's Russia. So, continuing in the plan, the state would seize land from the peasantry, take ownership over agricultural products, and transform the peasants into farm laborers who worked in shifts. By 1930, 60 million people across the USSR were forced into collective farms as the collectivization began disrupting the agricultural production process. The Central Party blamed grain shortages on kulaks, a term used to designate farmers resisting the socialist revolution. In December 1929, but what does the term kulak mean? Well, Douglas Irvin Erickson helps us. Just wait. In December 1929, Stalin announced a policy of liquidating the kulaks as a class, quote unquote. A month later, in January, the party issued a resolution on measures for the elimination of kulak households in districts of comprehensive collectivization. The word kulak, meaning fist, was used officially to refer to peasants who were tight-fisted and hoarding money and grain at the expense of others who were working to support collectivization, process that Hinton terms manufacturing difference, quote-unquote. Are we seeing a manufacturing of difference these days? I would say that the Rittenhouse trial and verdict is Exhibit A. Marx genocide throughout history. process of manufacturing difference. Some call it otherizing, etc. Marks genocide throughout history, where the boundaries of an imagined community are created or redrawn so that the imagined victim group is seen as being outside the community, dangerous, and must therefore be annihilated. Or as Daniel Jonah Goldhagen puts it, eliminationism. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Astonishing, you know. You just look. Let me see if I can put this together. I probably should have included this in a post somewhere, but you know, in this post that I wrote over the weekend, really, it just speaks to the fact that we're being manipulated. It is this choose-your-own-adventure sort of storybook scenario, and You know, again, I mean, we've played the clip several times. We played it last week. Angus Bergen talking about, you know, in imagining a new moral economy, which is a weird turn of phrase. Reminds me of Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines. What does that mean? But, you know, Angus Bergen said, well, you know, the reimagining happens before the crisis so that policymakers can just reach to the shelf and grab something rather than having to reinvent the wheel when the crisis happens. You want to be able to strike while the iron is hot, right? And what do you know? All of these organizations like Igor Shepherd said are here just in time. All of these things show up just in time. All of the things that Gates created personally, essentially, you know, CEPI, GAVI, ID 2020, ID 4D, all of these different constructs that have happened in the last few years while he was telling us to get ready from 2010 and 15. Oh, yeah, there was that TED Talk he gave in 2015, but there was also that blog post he wrote the same week talking about, you know, a guide to number games, which is interesting. A guide to number games, how to lie with statistics, is an important primer on a, and it's still there. How to Lie with Statistics is a great introduction to a crucial topic. In fact, I'd say it's more relevant than ever. One chapter shows you how visuals can be used to exaggerate trends and give distorted comparisons. It's a timely reminder given how often infographics show up in your Facebook and Twitter feeds these days. The book he's been photographed with numerous times. So you have all of these organizations that show up just in time, as Igor Shepherd said, and you know, groups like MITRE, for example, the MITRE Corporation, working in the background to create this thing they call the Vaccine Credential Initiative, and amazing, you know. Which direction is it going to be? Well, we'll see. We're competing. You can still, I talked about that, when was it? Was it earlier this year? Their Vaccine Credential Initiative, which last I checked was still on, even on Wikipedia. Since January 2021, MITRE has co-led a coalition known as the Vaccine Credential Initiative, which is composed of over 300 technology and healthcare organizations, developing a technical standard for verifying vaccination and other clinical information. I thought that violated HIPAA. Funny how they just completely sidestepped that. And if you go back and really dig in, obviously this initiative predates January 2021, but that's another story. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.